relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
It is not the critic who counts. Not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Just the most famous passage from one of our former presidents, a man who wasn't exactly a conservative, but he was the man in the arena more than once, Teddy Roosevelt. Welcome, friends. This is America First, and I'm Sebastian Gorka, and you're listening to the Salem Radio Network. Why do I mention that? Why do I start my show with that passage? Well, for a personal reason first. I don't go to psychiatrists, but let me unload for a few minutes. Two people sent me messages, and I'm sure there are many others who would like to do so, maybe blocked or who are too sheepish to take the actual step of sending them. in which they said the following. I got several messages of the first ilk where they said, yesterday, President Trump betrayed America, betrayed us, his voters, when he left the White House peacefully. And then another person texted me who added a personal attack on me. He said, I had done nothing to save America, that I had betrayed the MAGA movement. This is for you. I don't need to prove myself to anybody, let alone somebody who sits at home to bitch and moan, who's done nothing for America. And I don't mean putting on a uniform and deploying to some godforsaken mountainside in Central Asia or some jungle in Vietnam. I mean somebody who just stepped into the arena. Because I have. I've done it more than once. Whether it's as a professor at the Marine Corps University, who in the October of 2016 decided this nation is in danger, and I took a public stand that we must stop Hillary Clinton from being elected president. And I came out vocally. I can remember, it's so visceral right now. I can remember that I was in a car park and I just worked out how to record a video on my phone and then post it to Facebook. And I said, okay, this is it, guys. I don't care what this does to me professionally, but I'm going to stand up right now for a man called Donald Trump. And I'm going to say, if you love this country, I don't care who you voted for in the past, you cannot let this woman, one of the most corrupt politicians in American history, become our president. And then I decided to really step in the arena. Not only did I become part of the successful candidate Trump's official transition team, working for Mike Flynn. Yes, I worked for General Mike Flynn in the presidential transition team from October of that year all the way until the inauguration on January the 20th, 2017. At which point, I was sworn in the second time in my career that I had taken the official federal oath of office to uphold the Constitution and to protect it from all enemies, foreign and domestic, as I became deputy assistant to President Trump and strategist to the 45th President of the United States. And I don't have to bore you with the details. If you know who I am, if you're listening to the show, you know what I've done in the last 4 years. You've known what the left has tried to do to me. The libel, the lies, the propaganda, the attacks on my family, my wife, my children. So I don't need to prove myself to anyone. Why? Because I gladly would do it again. Because it doesn't mean a thing to me when small-minded men, when shriveled-up, hateful women who hate what America stands for come after me, my friends, my loved ones, or anyone who loves America. Because the stakes are that large. Because I will never remember, as I will never forget, I will remember forever the first time as a child when I realized that the lines on my father's wrists were the scars where he had been bound together with wire by the secret police of a communist regime so they could hang him from the ceiling of a torture chamber. So the left can bring it, because you're never going to stop me. And the people who think they're on our side and then dare to look at me or Donald Trump as having betrayed anything wholesome or American, you can go to hell, because you haven't spent 1 minute, not 1 second, in the arena. Talk is very, very cheap. And I don't just talk. I put my reputation, my career, and my name on the line. Unlike some anonymous keyboard coward. We will continue. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from just outside an even more fetid, stinking swamp called Washington, D.C. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do not touch that dial.
Donald Trump's Air Force One color scheme change?
This is such a good question. I have not had the opportunity to dig into that today, given the number of executive actions, orders, the inauguration, a few things happening. I will venture to get you an answer on that, and maybe we can talk about it in here tomorrow.
A few things happen? Really? Did something happen yesterday? A few things? I couldn't tell for the 27,000 soldiers in Washington, D.C. It's a little bit difficult to tell. That is the new press secretary for the White House, Jen Psaki, whatever you prefer, reacting to the really important questions of the day, not how many people died of COVID or when is China going to take military action in the South China Sea. No, are they going to repaint Air Force One? Is it going to go rainbow colors? I need to know. Matt Boyle, is that the kind of question that you guys ask at Breitbart.com?
No. We focus on the actual issues. And look, here's the thing. I think that Jen Psaki, as well as the entire Biden administration, despite the media adulation, I mean, they are over the moon that they've got their guy in there now and Joe Biden. But here's the thing. Despite the media adulation, they're off to an awful start for the Biden administration. First and foremost, he rolls out an amnesty plan, which, by the way, doesn't appear that it will even get the support necessary to pass Congress. So we're tracking that very closely. But to get it through Congress, to get it through the Senate filibuster, they need to flip 10 Republicans. It doesn't look like they're going to get there. And the Republicans are going to fight this very hard. Then, in addition to that, he signs a series of executive orders on things like immigration and then also on energy, killing tens of thousands of jobs right off the bat.
Just one. Let's stop it. Yeah. Just one. Just the XL pipeline, which has the Canadians fuming, which, right, by the way, if you cut it off, means they're going to have to truck oil, which is worse for the environment. That one decision lost at least 11,000 American jobs.
Right. Not only that, but also Joe Biden tries to say that he's going to, quote unquote, repair our relationships around the world. Well, he ticked off the biggest liberal leader in the world, Justin Trudeau, in his first action as president.
Good start.
Right? So now he has to spend his first foreign leader conversation with Justin Trudeau explaining why he destroyed our energy and economic development partnership that we have with the Canadians through the Keystone XL pipeline. Then, in addition to that, killed off thousands and thousands of other energy jobs by putting the hold on
fracking
and drilling and on federal lands. Not to mention the fact that the first press conference, you played one clip there from Jen Psaki, but in addition to that, she was asked if the Biden has confidence in the FBI director. Now, look, this was a question she should have been prepared for right from the outset. She was not prepared for this question. Her answer was all over the place. She was a total mess on it. And now today she's had to issue a clarification.
By tweet, in
response to the whole thing. So this whole idea, and the media is playing along with it for now, at least off the outset. But the whole idea that the Biden White House is going to be so much nicer and calmer with the media than Trump, it's all a show. It's a stage show. And the American people are going to be able to see through this very quickly, I think. I think the honeymoon's already over. So they had their big fireworks show last night. They had their big day, right? They had their virtual ball where they had Demi Lovato and all these other characters and Tom Hanks and whatnot performing. That's over now. Now it's time to govern. The Democrats wanted complete control in Washington. They got it. They got the House, they got the Senate, and they got the White House. They got the Senate and the White House yesterday. They got the House, of course, still from last time, though a much slimmer majority.
Yes.
So now they are responsible for dealing with every major crisis that this nation is going to face. Now, by the way, one other thing that they've already screwed up on, Joe Biden issued this mask mandate for federal buildings. He's already violated it twice himself. So last night, Joe Biden was spotted in a federal building without a mask on. And then literally just now, while I was in your green room, I was watching Biden live on television in the White House without a mask on. So Joe Biden has now violated his own order. Now, you can agree or disagree as to whether or not a mask mandate is the right thing to do. But if you're going to do that as your policy, then you might as well follow it yourself. And Joe Biden's already violated himself twice.
Matt, come on. Can you give this man some credit? At least he's mandated, finally, that you have to wear a mask on a plane.
I honestly don't know what country anybody's been in the last...
That's leadership, right?
But there's not a single plane that will allow you to fly without one.
You will
one
not be allowed on the plane.
9 months. You aren't even allowed in the airport without one. Like, so, again, none of these things make any sense. But the thing is that, again, now it's they are responsible for what happens next. So the world's going to come at them pretty fast as they're going to be facing all of these crises. By the way, also the 100 million vaccines in 100 days program, President Trump already had us at a million vaccines a day, approximately. There's about, I think we're a little shy of that as the administration changed hands. That's not a bold goal. By the way, I do hope that they do hit that goal because I want to get America back to normal.
But let me ask
we
you,
want them to succeed, but they're not going to.
Let me ask you a political question. We're talking to Matt Boyle, Washington political editor for the most influential conservative website, Breitbart.com. Bookmark it. Go to it every single day. You got to explain this for me. Their guy, quote unquote, won. He's sworn in. So why is Seattle, Portland, and Denver on fire last night?
Also, I thought it was...
Because it wasn't MAGA.
I thought it was like a war crime to use tear gas, which is what the federal agents at Biden's direction used. But, I mean, he's the commander-in-chief now. I mean, he's got the nuclear football. Remember the big hullabaloo yesterday over who has the nuclear football and whatever? Because Trump didn't go to the inauguration. There wasn't this clean handoff or whatever. Well, okay. So Biden's the commander-in-chief of these United States right now. So any action by federal agents to use tear gas against Antifa protesters, who, by the way, were trying to burn down the Democrat headquarters out there, it's on him. I thought that using tear gas, which, by the way, they didn't even use tear gas
Matt, if you're trying to burn a building down, tear gas them. I don't care. But what is why is Antifa using violence on the day the Democrat president is sworn in? Can you explain that?
Well, I think the big picture here is the left is already gunning for more from Biden than than he's giving them. So he's got this weird song and dance that he's got to do where his public message is, we're going to unify America, we're going to unify America. But he's got a hard left of the Democrat Party that wants so much more than he's willing to give them. So he's got to balance that. But here's the thing. On the unity message and so on and so forth, it sounds great. It's fantastic rhetoric. Okay, America's divided, so on and so forth. But what has he done already right from the get-go he starts with the most divisive issue of immigration. He didn't start with COVID relief. They'll tell you that he started with COVID relief. He hasn't started with COVID relief. They're not going to get to that till March. He started with immigration right from the get-go. Stop the construction of the wall, halt the deportations for 100 days, and then introduced a mass amnesty plan that's far more radical and extreme than the Senate Gang of Eight bill, which divided the country for 8 years, the last 8 years. So the question is, if he's going to unify America, he's going to start showing some real actions real fast right now.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath. In the meantime, the coverage you want is at the 14 most reliable media outlets that we recommend right at the top, Breitbart.com. Check them out at our website, sebgorka.com. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Our phone number here, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Back with Matt Boyle after these messages. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Mr. President, you said you took the goal at 100 million vaccines. Is that China? Can you set the bar higher? That's basically where the U.S. is right now.
When I announced it, you all said it's not possible. Come on, give me a break, man.
Mr. President,
good start. 100 million.
I think the honeymoon's over. I mean, that was just a few moments ago in the White House. Biden said, give me a break, man, to the White House press corps. That's quicker than I expected. We are back with Washington political editor for Breitbart.com, Matt Boyle. You just mentioned something in the last segment. I got to ask, because I've been trying to work this out all morning.
Uh-huh.
The next COVID tranche or the next relief, I mean, we're in January still, and they're saying it's not going to be until March. What? How is that good for the Democrats?
It's not good for the Democrats, and here's the issue. So the Senate has to take up all of Biden's nominees and get his cabinet confirmed. That takes time, right? So you're seeing that happen. I think they've gotten one cabinet member through. That's Avril Haines to be the Director of National Intelligence. They need to get through the Secretary of State, Attorney General, Secretary of Defense. Like, I mean, that takes a lot of time on the Senate floor. Secretary of Homeland Security, et cetera. All of these things take time. Then in addition to that, thanks to the highly partisan and divisive Democrats who decided to do a second impeachment of Donald Trump, the now former president, they intend to do a Senate trial for impeachment. And that
you think
is
that's
going
to happen?
It looks like it's going to. So for now, again, the grand unifier, Joe Biden, who claims to want to unify America, is refusing to take action to stop his Democrat. This whole punting to Congress and saying it's up to Congress, which is what Jen Psaki and Joe Biden have done up until now. So we'll see if they decide to actually be leaders, is a divisive issue. They could step right in and show leadership and tell Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi to knock it off and cut it out and not do it.
But I'm confused, Matt, because I remember during the last, well, there's only two debates, right, where Biden actually said, I am the Democrat Party now.
Right. Well, that's the point.
Can't he just tell Chuck? I mean, if he's the Democrat Party, he can just tell Nancy and Chuck what to do.
Right. Exactly. And so they could stop it if they wanted to. But Joe Biden wants to divide America more already off the bat. Despite what he says, despite the rhetoric, his actions demonstrate divisiveness. So from amnesty being off the bat, which will likely fail in the Senate, to backing the impeachment trial, which he's doing by not telling them not to do it, so on and so forth. All that's going to take time in the U.S. Senate, which is why this whole thing that was the centerpiece of his campaign, which is COVID relief, is being kicked back down the road till March.
But I
hope the American people understand this and they're watching very closely, because this is important to know that the Democrats lied to you. They campaigned in 2018 on that they were going to protect your health care, and the Democrat House majority did nothing to do that. They campaigned in 2020 on they were going to combat the coronavirus pandemic, and now they're already punting on that and not doing anything to fight these crises that the nation's going through. They also campaigned on that they were going to try to unify and heal this country. That they are lying to you about this, and it's obvious based off of their actions. And their so don't believe the Kabuki theater. Believe their actions that are right in front of you. Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? Right? Like, I mean, that's the thing, is that they are literally doing it right in front of you right now. And the American people need to understand that the Democrats are frauds.
It's very strange, though. I'm not here to give the Democrats any kind of advice. And I understand the utter psychotic hatred they have for Donald Trump. But he's left office, and to allow that psychotic hatred to delay COVID relief to Americans would seem, I don't know, I've never been a politician, would seem like political suicide. But every day we try and understand how these people think, and it is impossible. We've been talking to Matt Boyle, Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. Check him out. His writings every single day. Bookmark Breitbart.com. It is the news organ that they are most afraid of on the left. And that is a metric. Thank you, Matt. Oh, by the way, we've got some. Who is this? Brad just texted me very quickly. He knows how Jen Psaki's name is pronounced. It's pronounced Mouth of Sauron. I think that's probably right. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Do you love America? Of course you do. So do business with companies that feel the same way. Now, with stronger, expanded coverage, join Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is committed to support conservative values instead of groups that you want to avoid, like Planned Parenthood. Right now, Patriot Mobile is offering their new expanded coverage choices that blanket America. They kneel before God and stand for the national anthem. More reasons to switch your provider. They're the only Christian conservative wireless service provider. Now rated number one in customer satisfaction of all cell phone companies. And first responders and veterans pay even less. Plus, when you talk to their U.S.-based customer service team, you get answers. Again, new expanded coverage on a dependable nationwide 4G LTE network. Switch and support your favorite causes today with every cause, with every call. Sanctity of life, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. Call 972-PATRIOT now or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's 972-728-7468. patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Make the switch today.
Portions of America brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Today I signed an executive action. It requires masks and social distancing on federal property. Today, we'll be signing an additional executive action to extend masking requirements on interstate travel, like on trains, planes, and buses. And in light of the new COVID variants that you're learning about, we are instituting now a new measure for individuals flying into the United States from other countries.
Okay, guys, that clip, which is 30 minutes old, is everything you need to know about the next. Is it going to be 4 years? It's going to be 6 months. I don't know. Kamala wants that job. But listen to what he just did. Number one, I've signed an order to mandate the wearing of masks in federal buildings. As he's saying that without wearing a mask. He's a cretin. And then secondly, we are mandating the wearing of masks on planes. Wow, really? Now that's leadership. The fact that you can't even get on a plane without a mask. You will be kicked off a plane if you don't keep your mask on. And we're afraid of this guy? Come on. Come on, man. Is that what he says? Come on, man. He's a sad old man. And that's not leadership. Okay, let's go to your calls. Stuart, Georgia, line 5. Stuart, are you there? What are you waiting for? Christmas?
Dr. Gorka, how you doing, sir?
Good.
Good to talk to you. Me, like millions of other Trump supporters, were sickened by how this election turned out. But I'm a glass half full kind of guy, and I'm going to tell you right now, I feel proud that I had a president, or we had a president, who was so strong, so loved, and so successful that 80 plus million people, I believe it's more than 80 million, should be proud to have a guy that was so strong that it took the Democrats cheating to beat him.
Now, this, I saw this. We have a full call board, and I jumped to you, Stuart, because what I saw written up, what Jeff had put in on the screening board, is pure genius. And I don't know why anybody hasn't formulated it the way you have, Stuart. Think about this.
Well, there's still...
Let me talk. I'm kind of praise you. Just shut up and let me blow your trumpet, okay? The fact... I mean, we would be done, Stuart, at least for 5 years, 10 years, if they'd won on the merits. If they'd beaten President Trump fairly, then we'd be in real trouble. But your point is... they could only do it through cheating. Stuart, I love you. You're a genius.
Thank you, sir. You too.
All right, stay on the line. Let's reward that guy. Let's give him a signed copy of The War for America Soul, because that's a very good call. This is America First, Salem Radio. The phone number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to... Judy in Brooklyn. Line 3, welcome, Judy.
I like the way you said my name. Thank you so much.
Judy, hello. Line 3.
I want to tell you something. First of all, do you know there's an exclusive assisted living facility just opened up? Do you know where?
Is it possibly 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
You got it. You got it. Toyota, the White House. It's ridiculous. You know, assisted living now. That's what we have over there. You know, Dr. Gork, I heard your opening, and I was so upset. I'll tell you why. You know, no one, not President Trump, not you, Dr. Gork, not me, would ever have believed the viciousness that these Dems have engaged in from day one, okay?
Yeah.
President Trump, Dr. Gork, did not sign up for this. He would never, you know, he didn't sign up or even imagine the daily harassment and lies and the attacks that came out, you know, on him every day. I don't know how this man took it. I told you, he's my Rocky, you know, like Rocky.
No, it's
like
remarkable. Most men would be in the embryo, in the fetal position on the floor after a year of that.
Yeah, so let me just say, if you want to have some blame around, you know, and to attack and to blame only divides and weakens us, Dr. Gorka, it makes no sense. If you want to blame, besides these vicious Dems, what they did, okay, and all the lies and everything, I call this man Mr. Ditch Mitch. You know Mitch McConnell, the turkey guy?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I call him...
Turkey?
You want to blame someone?
He's the turtle guy. The turtle guy.
Yeah, Well, I call him now Ditch Mitch because you know what? He has to be removed from whatever position he's in.
He does.
He definitely has been a backstabber. Look at William Barr, another backstabber. Look at the cowardly judges, also backstabbers. If you want to blame people for things, start looking at these people. You don't blame President Trump. You don't blame you. You don't blame any of us because we tried our best in our way. And you know what? These people, they just, like, turned. They were like the...
Yeah, no, this is a really good point because, you know, you can kind of waste your time if you do too much of it. You have to analyze for a second and get the answer. But if you do too much, you're wasting time. But you have to portion blame at the beginning because otherwise you can't fix the problem. But if you want to apportion blame for the last 4 years beyond what the left did, yeah, it is the fifth column. It is the backstabbers. Right. You're right. It's the people who came into the administration, like General Kelly, to be saboteurs. It's people like Barr who came in saying, oh, yes, we're going to fight for election integrity. We're going to clean the swamp. And then do nothing about it and then walk away and then criticize the man they swore would be, you know, that they said they would serve as members of his cabinet. So, Judy, I think you've done it again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you kindly. Nicely done. Ray in Livermore is on the line, but we're going to hold him over because he's also one of our best callers with his observations from the tall glass. Could be drinking from a tall glass in the tall grass. I don't know, but usually he's calling us from the road when he's working. So stay on the line in Livermore. We've got one line opened up thanks to Judy. Oh, no, it's already been filled. If anybody drops off, then write this number down. 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Our text line is 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. And we are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? Because I've been taking it for 2 years and I am pain-free. My lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade, left after just 2 weeks of taking this remarkable product. Likewise, just listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp too. And from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Wow. Don't you want to be the next Alicia? Find out today. Call 800-500-8384 and order the 3-week Quick Starter Pack today. Just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? Potentially liberated from your pain. Don't wait any longer. Do it now. You know it makes sense. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. You deserve to find out. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com.
What are those devilish Democrats up to now?
I don't know, because it doesn't make any sense. Complacency is a weakness that patriots cannot afford. For this reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with America First in 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly appeal for their freedoms. That's why it's more than just being a gun enthusiast. This has become a very personal issue, the struggle for the soul of America. Carr wants America First listeners to know that they are not afraid to publicly support our Second Amendment Friday. Go today to the incredible website, Carr.com. That's K-A-H-R.com. K-A-H-R.com. Ray, are you in the tall grass?
Dr. G, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Oh okay, because I got a lousy headset, and it goes in and out. I called because I have a proposal for your approval or disapproval, but first I have to chime in. You're talking about Jen Psaki, the press secretary.
Uh-huh.
Is her name cultural appropriations and needs to be banned?
I haven't done an etymological derivation of the mouth of Sauron's last name. So have you done some research, Ray?
No, it just sounds a lot like Japanese wine, and she certainly isn't Japanese.
Oh, so, interesting.
Yes, yes, and I'd like to welcome back the Tingle Up My Leg press corps, who's gone from a watchdog media to a lapdog media.
Hang on, Ray, are you saying asking if they're going to repaint Air Force One into some kind of nice magenta color scheme? Are you saying that's not a serious question?
It's slightly more serious than what your favorite ice cream flavor is. So, yes,
but not much.
Correct.
But not much.
Yes, not much.
Yeah. Good. Yes. Anything else, Ray?
Yes, real quick. When I met you in San Jose almost 2 years ago, you had more questions for me than I had for you because you were curious about the way your show was being received.
Yes.
And what improvements could be made, what could be added, what could be subtracted. And you have just the most awesome entry sounder there with Patrick Henry and Abe Lincoln, John Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, Donald Trump. It's just wonderful.
But
I tried to avoid the press coverage yesterday, but Chris Wallace said...
What do you mean you tried to avoid it? You texted me to say, if we show one bloody second of the inauguration, you're never going to listen to us again.
Yes, I did. I did threaten you. I apologize for that, sir.
He thinks he can just get away with this stuff in front of 3 million listeners.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well,
busted.
Chris Wallace said, since he's been listening since John Kennedy, he said it's the best inaugural address since John Kennedy. And I hit the floor laughing. I really did.
I know.
So that said, since this is a bit...
20 seconds!
Okay, we need to add the bumbling sounds of Joe Biden into your opening theme. Or the cut that says, we've put together the biggest vote fraud machine in the history of this country.
How about we do that in the second or third hour as a bit of fun? Let me think about that, because our opening, thanks to Leroy, our old engineer, I'm sorry, it is the best opening in radio history. Bar none. God bless you, Ray. Love the call.